Makos per Gimel, Mishnah, Tez Zion 3:16, the last of the Masechta, and really a very famous Mishnah. Rabbi Hanani ben Akasha Omer, Ratza Kadosh Baruch Hu Lezakos Es Yisrael, Hashem wanted to give merit to the Jewish people, and therefore, Lefikach, Hirba Lehem, Torah Mitzvos, he gave them an extra multitude of Torah and Mitzvos. Many people learn, this is referring to more of these kind of mitzvahs that people would be doing anyways, the kind of mitzvahs like, you know, don't eat shkatzim ramasim, you don't want to eat, like, you know, insects and worms and stuff. Obviously, you wouldn't want to do it anyways, but the Torah is giving this to you to give you schar. The Rambam in the Perish Mishnayos has a fascinating approach. He understands that really, to get into Olam HaBa, you have to do at least one mitzvah totally lishma, meaning out of your expression of your love for Hashem and not for some other ulterior motive, whether to get reward or punishment or avoid punishment. And therefore, by giving lots and lots of mitzvahs as possible over time, it's basically certain that over time, someone will do one mitzvah for purely the right reasons, which would get him into Olam HaBa, and that's Hashem's agenda. Whatever the pshat is, whichever one you like, Shnei Amar, there's a proof text, Hashem chafetz l'man tzidko, Hashem desired, because of his righteousness, his love for us, that Yagdil Torah via Adir, to make the Torah great and to glorify the Jewish people, giving them a Torah that's expansive, with a sort of a never-ending supply of things one could do to earn zuchos and things one can learn about in the sort of infinite Torah, so people can have lots of zchar and thereby develop their relationship with Hashem, fulfilling their purpose and earning an eternal relationship with Hashem and living in Chai Olam Haba. There's Hashem, we shall be to Zoha, such a thing. And with that, we finish Meseches Makos, Tziat Deshmaya. And next up would be Meseches Shavuos.